This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistent that there won't be peace in Afghanistan. That is, until there is a negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, a Taliban spokesman, Sueli Suhail Shaheen, I should say, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. During a telephone news briefing, the State Department principal deputy spokesperson, Jelena Porter, said we all call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable statement and settlement. Tens of thousands of young immigrants and immigrants in the U.S. Without legal status are now in limbo once again after a court ruling last week declaring the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new application from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said they will appeal this. It is likely in the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the United States as children. It faced a constant stream of court challenges since then-President Barack Obama created it in 2012.